Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Gabby Campbell, and today I will be reading Don't Be Troubled or Afraid, written by Mary Jo Mast. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the immense love that you have for each and every one of us. As your children, you take such good care of us, Lord. You are a good Father. Thank you, Lord, for drawing us close to you, for continuing to draw us close to you, Lord. I pray that we come to you every day, that we spend time with you, that we put aside time to just dwell in your presence. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to come into this moment, come into this moment of our devotion time, and may you pour out to us what you want us to receive today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our verse is from John 14:27 in the New Living Translation. I am leaving with you a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Jesus. It takes faith to believe God is with you when hard times hit. I'll never forget the night our little grandson's blood sugar spiked so high that it wouldn't register on the blood glucose monitor. He was 1 year old. I felt angry at the enemy and betrayed by God. How could this happen when the word says, God is love? 1 John 4:8. I felt isolated and alone, like he didn't care or hear my prayers. In the beginning of that trial, I completely forgot about the Holy Spirit's presence in my life. The enemy wanted me to feel hopeless, and I went to bed completely devastated. My husband and I were already standing in faith for divine healing with another member of our family. Satan wanted us to think we had zero power and to give up all hope. I will always remember how the Holy Spirit spoke to me that night as I lay in a fetal position, wallowing in fear and despair. What he declared broke my fear into 1,000 pieces and delivered peace inside of me instead. The Spirit of Jesus was with me. I was not abandoned, even though I didn't feel him, and even though I had forgotten he was with me. He was there all along with a distinct and clear message. He spoke truth. It echoed on and on and on. Jesus declared that my grandson was and is a healthy baby. Even though what I saw in the physical realm was very different from what he was decreeing, I agreed with his proclamation. I know God speaks truth, and it's my job to agree by faith, declaring with him and believing, regardless of what my eyes tell me. Dear sister, when the enemy comes against us full force, we can know God is still for us no matter what. Romans 8:31-39. When we feel abandoned and alone, it is not true. Jesus is with us all of the time. He gives us everything we need in order to overcome through the person of the Holy Spirit. Even when we forget, he is with us and helps us. We have this hope because God never fails in keeping his promises. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I am leaving with you a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I am going away, but I will come back to you again. John 14:26-29. in the New Living Translation. My friend, John 14 assures us Jesus' spirit resides in us. We don't need to fear. He died so we could have a relationship with our beautiful Heavenly Father through His Spirit. He dearly loves us and wants to bring freedom into every area of our lives. Do you believe in Jesus, the gift of the Holy Spirit, our comforter, helper, and advocate? It comes through believing and surrendering, putting our hope in His finished work on the cross. Can you trust in His inherent goodness, even when you feel hopeless? As a believer, you hold inside of you the most treasured gift in the whole wide world. You have what the world could never give you: peace of heart and mind. Continue to ask the Holy Spirit to fill you to overflowing. If you want to believe, repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come live inside of you. Receive the promise of His indwelling Spirit by faith. This is where your victory lies: freedom from anxiety, worry, and fear. Jesus never leaves those who put their trust in Him. No matter what you're facing, read God's Word and listen to His Spirit, who teaches you all things. And pray. Talk to God about absolutely everything. He genuinely cares about the trials that you face. Your relationship with Him will steadily grow deeper and more vibrant. Something to always remember: God speaks truth. It's your job to believe and agree with what He says, regardless of your circumstances. He cannot lie. Hebrews 6:18. One word from the Holy Spirit who dwells in you has the power to obliterate, that's utterly wipe out, your greatest fear. He is with you all of the time. Only believe. Blessings and love, Mary Jo. Here's some questions to ponder. What hard things are you currently facing? Remember, God is gracious. Even when you forget He's with you, He's there. He never leaves. Ask Him for His counsel, direction, and help. Here's faith-filled idea. Memorize John 14:27. When you're hit with hard times, refer to this verse. It will encourage you to remember that the Spirit of Jesus lives inside of you and is your helper at all times. I am leaving with you a gift: peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. That's John 14:27 in the New Living Translation. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You so much for this time. Thank You for the beautiful promises that You have laid in front of us. I pray, Lord, that we take a hold of what Your Spirit is trying to teach and guide us in today. I pray that we will not let fear or worry or anxiety creep in to our minds or to our hearts. I pray that we will surrender and lay them down at Your feet and let You do what only You can do, Father. Your Spirit living inside of us has the power to push all of those things away. It has the power to take them out of us. And we can overcome all of our fears, anxieties, and worries only because of You and because what You have done, the work on the cross that You have done. It's already been done and paid for. And we thank You for that, Jesus. We thank You, Lord, for the gift that You give us. So we give You this time, dear Lord. Thank You, Lord, that You are with us at all times, that we can trust in You. You will never leave us. You don't leave us as orphans, Lord, but You come alongside of us, Lord, and we can have that hope that knowing that you're with us, walking every step of the way, and you never fail, and you keep your promises. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a great day, mamas. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Hello, dear one. This is Deb Weekly. I'm so excited to welcome you to our new Mothering Kit theme, The Supernatural Mom. Would you like to be a mom who is strong? Would you like to be a mom who makes wise decisions and is filled with joy? Dear one, you already have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. He is your power source to help you be strong. He is your wisdom to tell you what to do with your children. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Over at myhelpclubformoms.com, we are starting a new Mother and Kids series, and I hope you can join us. Every month, you're going to be learning how to live life in the power of the Holy Spirit so that you can create the Christ-centered home, life with your family that you've always desired.